stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real. And we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. If you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Keep up the good work. Keep on listening, sharing, and subscribing. Send your questions and comments to Herbert at HerbertHarris.com. I would love to share some of them on the air. Everyone who sends in a comment or question will receive a free audio download, The 4 Principles of Wealth Building. I'd like to open today with a funny story. I guess it's appropriate for the Easter season. The story is about a taxi driver and Saint Peter. One Easter, a priest and a taxi driver both died in an accident and went to heaven. Saint Peter was at the pearly gates waiting for them. "Come with me," said St. Peter to the taxi driver. The taxi driver followed, and St. Peter took him to a mansion. It had everything you can imagine, from a bowling alley to an Olympic-sized swimming pool. "Oh, my word, thank you," said the taxi driver. Next, St. Peter led the priest to
to a rough old shack with a bunk bed and a little old television set. The priest said, "You know, St. Peter, I think you're a little mixed up. Shouldn't I be the one who gets the mansion? After all, I was a priest, went to church every day, and preached God's word." St. Peter replied, "Yes, that's true. But during your Easter sermons, people slept. When the taxi driver drove, everyone in his car prayed." Wow. Also, in line with this Easter season, our quote for today is, "The resurrection gives my life meaning, direction, and the opportunity to start over again, no matter what my circumstances may be." I'll say that again. The resurrection gives my life meaning, direction, and the opportunity to start over, no matter what my circumstances may be. In line with this Easter theme, our message today by Dr. Herbert Harris is personal resurrection, your ability to recreate yourself, to leave your old self and create a new self, and to do it in a daily, moment-to-moment fashion. So, let's get into our lesson in a moment.
Our topic for today is personal resurrection. It's that Easter season, and sort of keeping with that theme, you know, personal resurrection is really about a new day. You know, every day is a new day. Every day is a new day for living, for sharing, and being alive. Days never repeat themselves. Days are a lot like breaths. You know, the breath we take, no matter how good it is, we can't repeat that breath. Every breath we take is a brand new breath. And so when we think about our lives, we have to wonder why many of us live our lives so that today is a lot like yesterday. And that is, I think, something very common that happens to many of us. We can get so stuck in the past, so stuck in past failures, past pain, past disappointments, that we never really take advantage of the day that's facing us, the day that's experienced, that we can experience right now. If we think of the definition of resurrection, it's interesting. It says it's a concept of a person coming back to life after death. In the some of the early translations of the word resurrection, it means a straightening out from the core. So when we put these thoughts together of a personal resurrection, it's what can we do to straighten out our lives from the core to make it be the way that we want it to be. So personal resurrection is really about the constant changes that take place in our lives. Every day is a brand new day. Every day is a brand new you. It can give our lives a new meaning, a new direction, a new opportunity to start over no matter what our circumstances. And say to our listeners today, I challenge you. What would you like to start over in your life? What new direction would you like your life to take? What new meaning would you like to have in your life? What new direction would you like to take in your business? What new experiences would you like to have in your life? And so think about that. The new directions you'd like to take in your life, the new meanings you'd like to take in your life, the new direction in your business, maybe a new direction in your relationships. We are a lot like seeds. In other words, a part of who we are embraces who we will
become. I'll say that again. A part of who we are embraces who we will become. But a part of who we are is not who we will become. You know, many times people can get stuck in a situation where they keep repeating themselves over and over. They keep repeating experiences over and over. Personal resurrection is about looking at the new possibilities that each day brings. The new possibilities for us in every respect, in every level of our existence, in our life, in our relationships, in our business. This new person that you can become is impacted by four things. It's impacted by the thoughts we maintain, especially the thoughts we have about ourselves, our outlook on the world. It's impacted by the emotions, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about other people, how we feel about the world. It's impacted by our habits. Many times we may have the best of intentions and feel really good about ourselves, but the habits that have developed over the years will undermine our efforts, the habits of procrastination, the habits of lack of preparation. You know, in the beginning, we create our habits, but in the final analysis, our habits create us. And then finally, who we will become depends on our associations, the people we permit to come into our space. It is said that your level of success is the average of the level of success of the five people closest to you. Many times when we talk about personal resurrection, one of the things that keeps us from becoming that new person that we need to be each and every day is baggage. You've heard the term, oh, we all have so much baggage. He brings baggage to the situation. She brings baggage to the situation. Even our businesses. When we get involved with a business has baggage. Some of the negative things that people have said about it. Maybe bad press. All of this baggage comes with you. But baggage comes with you by choice. So again, the one thing we know about baggage is we know what it is. When we have baggage, generally our friends and family will point it out and let us know in, you might say, motivated terms. When we have baggage, we know what it is because we've swept it over in the corner. We know exactly what it is. So the personal resurrection, one aspect is about what baggage would you like to leave behind? What baggage are you dragging along with you that's changing your life, that's impacting your thoughts, your emotions, your habits, your associations? So a part of personal resurrection is choosing these bags to leave behind so that you can make a fresh start. What baggage are you dragging? Sometimes the baggage that you drag in life is a baggage of resentment. In our early experience as children, we can develop a resentment, and that seed grows within us, and eventually we forget where that seed came from, and we just look at the fruits of it, and it keeps us stuck. Disappointment can be baggage. We carry along past disappointment so that we can never, ever have a good relationship with anybody. We carry along past disappointments so that we can never, ever get into a business opportunity or a new endeavor and give it our everything because we remember being disappointed in the past. Blame, unforgiveness, all of these are baggage that we carry with us. And so that personal resurrection is about, what is the baggage I need to leave behind? Guilt. Ooh, guilt is a terrible baggage. Ooh, when we carry that with us, it will keep us captive forever. And so part of the personal resurrection is to recognize the baggage that you've been carrying with you and commit this day whom you will serve. Will the baggage determine your future? Will the baggage of the past determine your future? Or will you make that conscious decision to make that break away from the past and to have that personal resurrection for the new you, to do new things, to meet new people, and to have new successes. What baggage are we dragging with us? Write it down. It's funny. The moment you write it down, it disappears. It's almost like a ghost. The moment you turn the light on, it disappears. Many of the things that we need to work on are hidden in the dark in the recesses of our minds, and all we have to do is pay attention to them. When we look at that corner of our mind and see the baggage that we've been dragging, that pain of rejection, that pain of disappointment with ourselves, we now see it. Turn the light on. It's gone. Personal resurrection is about releasing the past so that we can face the new day as a new person. It's about releasing bad thoughts, thoughts of limitation. You know, so often as children, the first words we learn are no, stop, don't, and then shut up. And sometimes those negative words and negative constructs can control us all of our lives, and so that we're insecure about doing things, so that we doubt ourselves. My mom used to say I had no common sense, and for years I lived her prognostication. But one day I looked in the corner and I saw that thing laying there. I turned the light on and I was free. So what are the thoughts in your mind right now that when you can show the light on it will give you freedom, that you can release and have that personal resurrection?
This is a great point to take our pause for the cause. We'll be right back after some important messages.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. You know, it's graduation time again. From high school, college, trade schools, it's time to give the perfect gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Get an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for your loved ones. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you not only get the 204-page book, but you also get over $100 in bonuses, including the workbook, audios, 12 affirmation poster, and much more. Go to www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com and get your perfect gift.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. And now, back to our program on personal resurrection.
Personal resurrection is about releasing those emotions that have kept us captive. Emotions of fear. You know, many times we fear failure. We're afraid to try. We fear success. We're afraid to change. We even fear change itself because we're so comfortable in our comfort zone that the unknown is just downright terrifying. So what are some of the emotions that are over there in that dark corner of our minds that we need to release? Maybe it's the emotion of the fear of the loss of love. Maybe it's the emotion that fear of loss of love will keep us repeating day after day bad situations just because we're afraid that somebody won't love us. We have to release those bad habits. And my gosh, we know what they are. Those bad habits of procrastination is probably the worst one. But there's so many other bad habits. They're habits of lack of preparation. They're habits of showing up late, tardiness, their habits of having a shabby appearance. I was watching a television program, and a lady, I think she was a single mom, and she was saying that for 20 years she had not had a date and had only worn these dungarees and sweatpants, on and on and on. Her kids said, "Look, Mom, you need a new day. You need an overhaul." She needed a personal resurrection. Sometimes people outside you can help you with that personal resurrection. You know, many times we don't see the greatness within. And so think about this. Think of some of the words, the good words, the constructive words that people outside have said to you. People you barely know often say positive things to you. We can undermine it by saying, "Oh, they don't really know me. They're just saying that. They say that to everybody." But trust me, whatever people say to you, whatever they relate to you, there's a connection between you and that person. And it's very often one of authenticity. I'm very impressed by what people who don't know me that personally have to say about me, because they see, you might say, the authentic me, that they see me without knowing all the baggage, who I've been and what I've done. And, you know, there are people around you that can see you without seeing who you were, but they just see who you might be. And so pay attention. The associations. We have to release people who are holding us down. We have to release people who may love us, but may not understand us. They may love us, but they cannot grow with us. You know, one of the challenges about getting married young, and I'm not against any marriage, but is that often two people grow differently. They grow at different rates. And I think in many instances, this may account for some of the high divorce rate, that one person may grow based on children, based on, you know, home and creating that home environment. Another person may grow based on their profession and their success in the external world. And when those two levels of growth don't match up, you have challenges. One of the biggest decisions we'll ever have to make, especially in dealing with other people, is whether to walk away or to try harder. The try harder bus is a lot like the be back bus. It rarely comes back. And so in our personal resurrection, sometimes we just have to make a break. We have to create ourselves. When we look at the symbolism of the theology, that new person is not recognized by the people who used to be close to them. And so when you create that new you, that personal resurrection, the people who had their own opinion of you may not recognize you now. They may see your physical body, but they'll say, "You know, you're not like you used to be. You don't hang out with us like you used to hang out. You're different." Sometimes they'll even take it to a negative aspect. And so when we recognize this personal resurrection, it's all about growth. We don't go through life. We grow through life. It's about constant growth where we don't let distractions is one other habit I want to mention. Being distracted, permitting yourself to be distracted is a habit. The same people or situations that distract you appear time and time again because they know that you will be distracted. They know they can count on you to solve their problems. So personal resurrection is about having that faith in yourself that you can create a new thought, that you can isolate the old thoughts, get rid of them, replace them with new thoughts, that you can create new emotions for yourself, that you can feel worthy of that which you're seeking, that which you're clear about, that you can look at those bad habits and eliminate them so that you can step out operating effectively and continuously, knowing that you will be victorious. And finally, to eliminate those associations, those people around you who cannot fly with you. How do you know when it's time for personal resurrection? We know when we hit a plateau, when we hit a wall. And you know, you only hit a plateau or hit a wall when you're trying to do something. people who are not trying to do something rarely hit plateaus. They live on a plateau. And the constant process of life is one of constant change. And so it's about stair steps, one step above the other. You achieve certain things on a certain level. But that knowledge now is not sufficient to carry it to the next level and causes you to become unhappy. And then you have to have a personal resurrection to reevaluate yourself, to create the new person that can move up to the next step. And that process continues as you begin to refine all the negative thoughts away from your being, as you begin to eliminate all the negative emotions from your being, as you begin to eliminate all the bad habits from your being, and as you begin to eliminate all the bad people from your being. And so when you hit a plateau, when you feel stuck, when things are not going the way that you want them to do, when you are experiencing repetitive experiences, repetitive things happen to you over and over again. You keep meeting people who don't like you, who don't honor you, who treat you badly. You keep building businesses that fail. You keep starting a new business, it fails. Start a new business, it fails. You keep going into to thoughts that take you into a box that box you in and make you unhappy. And so if you're stuck, if you're at a plateau, and I know many of us on this line are there, well, it's time to have a personal resurrection. That personal resurrection means that you must grow through that circumstance, that situation, so that you can go to the person you're destined to be. I want to close us out with a reading from our book, from the 12 Universal Laws of Success. And it says this: imagine yourself to be a great artist, capable of creating a magnificent masterpiece. In addition to being the creator, the artist, you are also the work of art created, the masterpiece. You can recreate yourself through changing your self-image to that of the person you really want to be, having the things you want to have and doing the things you want to do. However, I must warn you, it is not easy. It may not be pretty, but neither is being a caterpillar, ugly, bound to the earth, and driven by hunger. Yet, if that caterpillar can survive a profound metamorphosis, a personal resurrection, that caterpillar becomes the most beautiful butterfly, free to follow the wind and fly toward the sun. My friends, your personal resurrection is at hand. You have the power to create the new you each and every day as the sun rises every day with a new day. You have the power to create a new you in your thoughts and your emotions and your habits and your associations. And that new you will grow through each and every confrontation, each and every challenge that confronts you, to help you be what you want to be, to help you do what you want to do, to help you have what you want to have. You grow into the person you were destined to be by constantly resurrecting yourself with a new vibration, a new thought, a new feeling, and with new powers. And so it is. Happy New You. Your personal resurrection is at hand, is done, and it is good. Remember this, the best is yet to come.
Hey, Achievers, Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas,
new experiences, and new places to go. Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. Remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. Choose success. Choose wealth. Choose health. We each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire, and surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show on Vishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week. Remember, the best is yet to come.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. VashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.